Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Now, our final guest today is going to tell us about his book, Glowing Deeper, Book 2 of the Letting Go Trilogy. Welcome to the show, Phil Webster.
Hi, Selena. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what was book one then?
Well, book one essentially came from a grieving experience that I had when I lost my mum at the tail end of the pandemic. It might be a little too early for a ghost story, but I guess I could tell you how that came.
Yeah, please do.
Sure. So I won't dredge up 2020, but I'm based in London. My mum was on the Isle of Wight. And I tried to do the best I could, you know, in terms of keeping away from her and doing what we were told and all that stuff. And I hadn't seen her for a while, but so we went through that Christmas of of 2020 and went into January 2021. And we would essentially FaceTime every day. And I think I'd called her maybe 3 times on this particular day already. And it was quite late in the evening. And again, she was based on the Isle of Wight. And as you know, it's a very rural spot. And, I kind of knew her day-to-day routines. And just to give a bit of story around it, my mum was 76 years old. She had a few age-related health problems. But, you know, I thought she was going to be around for a while. She'd always bounce back, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she answered this FaceTime call on this particular night. And as she leaned in, there was a man beside her. And I saw him long enough that I could describe him. He had thinning gray hair, glasses, and probably looked like he was in his late 60s, something like that. And I was kind of shocked, you know, because we were in another lockdown to start with. And again, I kind of knew everyone in her immediate vicinity. And I said, well, who's that? And she said, who's what? And I was like, okay, well, I just saw a man beside you, you know. And I didn't want to scare her, but... I saw him plain as day, and she just kind of dismissed it. And she was like, well, no, there's not been anyone here all day, and kind of went on to tell me about her day. And I could always tell when someone was with her because she'd put on all these sort of airs and graces, you know, and speak a lot more eloquently. And it was kind of frustrating. And she wasn't doing any of that. And I thought, well, you know, after sort of asking her a couple more times, I thought, well, I'll just let it go because, you know, I guess I must have been mistaken. And then the next morning, I got the call that she'd passed. She'd had a heart attack the next morning. And, you know, through all of the grieving that I'm sure, you know, many people can relate to, it kind of wasn't my immediate thought, but it did sit at the back of my mind. And I was thinking, okay, well, what was that? You know, I truly believe that nobody was with her physically. And I wasn't, you know, particularly interested in sort of spiritual things around that time. But my mind kept going back to it, and I was thinking, well, what are we talking here? Are we talking ghosts or spirit guides or what? So that kind of opened the door to a new way of looking at things for me. And that's essentially what was the catalyst for the first book.
Wow, crikey. You never found out who it was. I mean, it was presumably somebody from the other side, but could it have been a relative of hers?
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, I would speak, I tentatively started telling people about this experience. And of course, you know, my more kind of logical friends were like, well, you know, you're going through a very powerful grieving process. And I was, well, I couldn't really attribute it to grief. I mean, it was before the fact, you know, she was still around when this happened. And then obviously the, you know, sort of more spiritual friends were like, well, that was clearly a sign, you know? But the thing was, yeah, no, he didn't look like anyone that I recognized, didn't look like an uncle or anything like that. So it just kind of, I got some comfort from it, but at the same time, it still remains a mystery, but it did open the door to, into, you know, I sort of took this deep dive into learning about spiritual practices, learning about mediumship, and yeah, just kind of documented the whole journey in the first book.
So obviously that was the journey in the first book. Is the second book telling us how it works, how we can do it maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt that through the course of writing the first book, I learned so much. And it was kind of, you know, the title of the first one was called Letting Glow, which was sort of obviously a play on, you know, I mean, I did pour my grief into it, but I learned all of these amazing things and had so many sort of amazing experiences along the way. And, you know, I would be the first to be skeptical about this stuff. I still am when people talk about it. But by the end of writing it, I was like, okay, well, I believe that this is a thing, you know, and I'd learned so much that I just felt like I got another book in me. And the second book is kind of less about my own journey and more about the wider sort of spectrum of spiritual practices worldwide. And it includes a lot of meditations along the way. And with both books, so my theory is that, you know, if the reader was interested in sort of going on this journey for themselves, then I've just kind of laid out what worked for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's one thing being a skeptic, isn't there? I mean, I can be very skeptical about these things, but you can't not believe your own eyes.
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, all I can do is talk about my own experiences. And, you know, if it resonates with people, then great. And if it doesn't, I completely get it. You know, I still don't sort of buy into everything just because it's spiritual or kind of out there or anything like that. I kind of need to experience it myself, you know. And yeah, it's such a strange one. But I've definitely, you know, again, especially learning about mediumship, it's definitely not for everyone. But it's been amazing, to be honest with you, and gave me a lot of comfort.
So I wonder if we have to be open to it. Like, people who are very skeptical probably would never connect with a lost loved one, maybe even on a subconscious level, because they're not open to it. Do you think you have to be open and willing to be very open minded about these things?
I definitely do. And I, that's absolutely where the sort of skeptics can step in and say, well, if you're looking for signs, you know, you're going to find them. And it kind of does seem to work like that. And that's the sort of catch-22 about it. It's like, if you sort of, you know, we get caught up in our day-to-day lives, of course we have stuff to do. We've got bills to pay, mortgages and kids to take care of, you know, so to devote a little bit of time to this is kind of out of the norm. And yeah, when you do start looking for signs, it does seem that they come. So yeah, I would say that you definitely have to be open to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand how you said it was definitely a comfort to you. I mean, I don't know what I believe in. I believe it. There's something, whether it's a heaven, a God, life after death, I believe that there's something there, but I want to believe it because God forbid when my parents go, I want to know that I can still be in touch with them and that they're still there. So if it gives you comfort, then there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Absolutely. I mean, if it works for you, you know, I don't walk down the street and think that every single white feather that I see is like, you know, my heart dropping a note, you know, but if it works for you, then why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the book, in this particular book, the second one, do you go into the history of it, of all the ancient beliefs? Because, of course, you know, all this mystical stuff is from long, long ancient times, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I again, just there's so much of a wealth of information out there. I really I started studying. I just thought, well, when I started writing the second book, just to sort of take it away from my own story in the book, I thought, well, what would I like to read about? You know, when I was kind of excited about learning about all these new things. So I just kind of threw in and touched on more sort of ancient esoteric beliefs, history of witchcraft, shamanism, Celtic folklore, all that kind of stuff, which I would have easily dismissed before, especially the stuff around the British Isles, you know, when people are talking about fairies and this and that. And I still slightly struggle with that, but there's such a connection between all of them, you know, and especially in a time when we weren't connected, you know, there's so many similarities in these, you know, sort of origin stories of where we, you know, our folklores all over the world, that I just saw such a surprising connection, you know, even though we were oceans apart, it's in lots of places.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to get in touch with your mum?
Yeah. I mean, one of the first things I did, I came across a book by a medium called Claire Broad, and that was kind of really one of the things that sort of opened me up to going further with this. And then pretty soon after that, I wandered into a spiritualist church, and I didn't know what these were at all. Like, you know, I'd probably seen them around and just ignored them. And I took note of one day in West London, where I'm based, and I walked in, and a lady was, well, I didn't just wander in then, but I saw that a lady was giving a demonstration of mediumship on a Sunday evening. And I wandered in, and again, very skeptical. I was going in hoping to hear something from my mum. And I just watched this lady working around the small congregation there. And I must point out as well, I'm not a religious person in any sense, in a traditional sense. But I was just amazed, you know, she was getting like affirmation after affirmation from people. And eventually she came to me, and I got a very short message from my mum. And I have to say, the game changer for me that night was this lady had a very strong Cockney accent, you know. And all of a sudden she switched and she had this Midlands accent. And she kind of used my mum's words. And I was just lumping my throat immediately. And I walked away from there feeling completely changed, you know. I mean, she didn't know me. I just wandered off the street, you know.
Yeah.
So again, that was just like, okay, this stuff seems to be real.
Yeah, there are some things that even if you are skeptical and even if you want to believe the science behind it, there are some things that you just can't question. I mean, I remember my mum woke up the day Elvis Presley died. I was only young then, but she woke up and she said, Elvis Presley's going to die today. And she thought she was dreaming. My dad said, well, what are you talking about? She said, oh, I don't know. I must have been dreaming. And he did. Yeah. So there's some things that can be much more than coincidence, can't there?
Yeah, it is crazy. And again, I do try to, in both books, even though I'm very much invested in this now, I do try to sort of take a look at both sides of the coin. You know, I know that it's not for everyone. That being said, I suppose somebody wouldn't pick up this book if they didn't have an interest in the first place.
That's true. Yeah. If you're not interested, you won't read the book. That's true.
Yeah.
And we've said it's a trilogy. So what will book three be about?
Well, yeah, I feel that I just need to wrap it up. I mean, a lot of it is like, the whole books are quite a mixed bag because it's definitely my journey of grief. And I would like to think that particularly book one would hopefully be of comfort to somebody that might be going through a grieving process, as well as it being somewhat autobiographical. But yeah, book three, I did start writing lately, but I feel like it's going in a different direction to these. So I might hold off on the third book of the trilogy, but I feel that probably just wrapping up the sort of, I mean, not that you can ever wrap it up, you know, it's not like we ever stop grieving, but I'm at the 3-year mark now. And I feel that something's kind of shifted, after those first 2 years of really being in the thick of it, you know? So I feel that I would like to have I would like for it to have some perspective on grief in general. And then again, how I've sort of developed in these spiritual areas.
Yeah. And I think that will help people. I think it'll be a comfort to other people going through a similar thing.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got that we're selling the book on our website, but I don't think it's actually out till the 26th. Is it Friday it's out?
Yeah, it's out this Friday in the UK and then everywhere else worldwide on the 1st. But yeah, it's available for pre-order now on Amazon and all the usual booksellers.
Great stuff. Well, I'll just give the title for our listeners. It's called Glowing Deeper, book 2 of the Letting Glow trilogy. And it's by Phil Webster, who we're chatting to now. If people want to find out more about book 1 or a bit more about you, Phil, do you have a website or social media?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got philwebster.com. That's Phil with 2 L's, and same on Instagram and the usual social platforms.
Great stuff. Well, it's been delightful to chat to you. Thank you for being on the show.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.